Okay, we are back live here at halftime, and it is East Chicago with a 39-16 lead over the Crown Point Bulldogs here at Crown Point, Indiana. Let's recap the scoring for East Chicago. Derek Connor came in and scored a field goal in the second quarter. Yeah, he's got 2 points. Each one more. He had 4 points in the first quarter. And seven points in the second quarter. So he's got 11 here in the first half of play. DeAndre Jones with a basket for 2 points. Angel Garcia with 4 field goals, 3 2-pointers, and 1 3-pointer. That's a total of 9 points. And Kawan Short was there, very active underneath the offensive basket. A lot of putback shots. He's got 5 field goals and 1 free throw for a total of 11 points. And Bryce Walter was at number 20 that we did not have an ID for earlier. He had 2 baskets in transition there late in the second quarter for a total of 4 points. And there you have it, 39 points. 23 of those scored in the second quarter of play for East Chicago. For Crown Point, not much going on. We did have 4 free throws by Mitch Robinson. He was 4 for 4 at the free throw line. And then a single field goal by Alex Olivania and Zach Sesich for a total of 8 points for Crown Point in the first quarter and 8 points in the second quarter. And so just a total of 16 points here in the first half of play. At halftime, East Chicago over Crown Point, 39-16. And we're going to take an opportunity to squeeze in one of Indiana sports' greatest moments with Jerry Baker right here on IndianaDesports.com and 89.1 FM WWLO Lowell.
This is Jerry Baker with another Indiana Sports Greatest Moments brought to you in part by the new Indiana Sports website, HoosierAuthority.com. The historical accounts of Indiana high school athletic events are filled with records and first-time happenings throughout the 20th century. More often than not, many of those record-setting performances in high school football occur when everything's on the line during the 6-week tournament. More after this.
Morris Incorporated in Greenfield is Indiana's full-service screen printing and embroidery shop and is the official provider of IHSAA officials and state championship apparel. They are your one-stop solution for manufactured and decorated t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, athletic apparel, team uniforms, jackets, and much more. They have been the choice of champions, serving schools, churches, businesses, clubs, and organizations for over 30 years. Morris has built their foundation of success with a commitment to quality, creative designs, craftsmanship, and fast and friendly service to all their customers. Let the experienced staff of professionals at Morris Incorporated provide you with the solutions of all your apparel needs today. For a free price quote or to place an order, call one of their customer service representatives today at 800-783-5887. You can also visit them on the web at morrisinc.net. Morris Incorporated in Greenfield, the choice of champions.
A few miles up the road from Logansport in northwestern Cass County is the Pioneer High School. A consolidation of the Royal Center High School and the one at Lucerne, in its 35-year history, the Pioneer Panthers had never even participated in any IHSAA state finals event, until 1997, that is. Led by senior quarterback Tate Odom, the Panthers were awesome that fall on the gridiron, and as the 6-week Class 1A football tournament continued, the Pioneer Panthers went into the state finals at the RCA Dome in Indianapolis undefeated, 14-0. But their opponent for the 1A state football crown was the Knightstown Panthers, who were also undefeated with 14 wins, participating in their first-time appearance in a state final. The pressure on both teams to win weighed heavily. 2 undefeated, 14-0 football teams in a state final was a first. On the second play from scrimmage, Tate Odom raced 63 yards for a touchdown. Almost 5 minutes later, Odom ran 9 yards, then passed to David Russell for the second touchdown. The score now stood Pioneer 14, Knightstown zip. Second quarter, things settled down a bit as Knightstown found its game, scoring a touchdown halfway through the quarter, but Pioneer then rushed into the end zone twice more before going to the locker room at halftime. Knightstown responded after the half with another touchdown run, answered 2 minutes later with Pioneer Michael Pugh running into the end zone. Knightstown came back with another touchdown drive, only for Pugh to again repeat history with another touchdown. Then, to extinguish Knightstown's flaming spirit, Pugh capped off the Pioneers' game with a 43-yard run to post the final score. Pioneer 49, Knightstown 21. Pioneer's 7 rushing touchdowns broke the IHSAA State Finals team record. Tate Odom was named the 1997 recipient of the Phil Inescu Award for Mental Attitude, another first for Pioneer High School. A graduate of the University of Notre Dame, he is now an actuary. Join me next time for another Indiana Sports Greatest Moments, a production of HoosierAuthority.com, the new Indiana sports website you can visit today at HoosierAuthority.com. Copyright 2005. I'm Jerry Baker. Be a good sport.
And we are back live at halftime here at Crown Point High School. We do have a couple of scores that we can pass along to you as well from elsewhere around the region and around the state. In the Porter County Conference Tournament that has been going on here the last, actually this all week. Today, a couple of games played in the semifinals of the boys tournament. It was Morgan Township over La Crosse by a score of 51-44 in double overtime. An exciting game played today at Boone Grove High School. And the host school, Boone Grove, defeating Hebron by a score of 76-57. So that means it'll be Morgan Township and Boone Grove playing tonight. In fact, they're probably well into that game at this point, perhaps late in the second half. Other boys' games played today. Muncie Central over North Central of Indianapolis, 80-79, a close contest there. And let's see, in girls' basketball, Ben Davis over Center Grove, 54-40. Bedford North Orange over Jennings County, 64-58. And we're just checking to see if there's any other scores from around the area. North Judson over Knox, 54-42. And just checking, scrolling down here, Warsaw over Concord, 71-49. And Westfield over Brownsburg, 64-48. Winamac over South Newton, 81-36. I think that's about it. Most of the other scores are from outside of our immediate area. We'll check back at the end of the game during our post game for other scores from around the state of Indiana. Right now, just about 30 seconds or so away from the start of the third quarter. We just have time for one more timeout here on 89.1 FM WWLO.
For nearly 60 years, Northwest Indiana residents have been selecting Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield for their health care coverage. In the region, they continue to be your local source for Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield individual, family, and senior health plans. Their phone number is 888-736-0811. Again, that's 888-736-0811 for more information on individual plans available from Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. In Indiana, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield is a trade name of Anthem Insurance Companies, Incorporated, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.